We begin our next set of news items with a couple featuring Norfolk Fire and Rescue Services. Seven fire crews, an aerial ladder platform, a water carrier, and a senior officer all descended on Norwich Cathedral for a mock exercise where a blaze had erupted in a room beneath the organ. The drill on Thursday, the 7th of November, culminated with the ladder extending its way into the sky and crews using main jets on the cathedral roof at the base of the spire. The training aimed to coordinate both the fire services and the cathedral's response to a blaze to save both the building and the artefacts within it. The Reverend Canon Aidan Platten, Norwich Cathedral's canon precentor, said, "We hope we will never need such a plan, but it is vital that we test our procedures as thoroughly as we can."
Firefighters fear their ability to rescue people caught up in Norfolk's increasingly prevalent floods is at risk because of a lack of money. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service gets just £60,000 a year from the government for water rescue and flood response, but firefighters are being pressed into action more than ever. The service has dealt with more than 180 water incidents so far this year, including 76 linked to flooding. And December is approaching, a month when Norfolk has often been hit by flooding and when firefighters tend to see a surge in calls to rescue and assist people. Because Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service is not the lead agency for water rescue and, unlike in Wales, is not a statutory duty, the government awards little money to fire services for water rescue. That worries Ceri Sumner, Norfolk's chief fire officer, particularly at a time when Norfolk County Council, which runs the fire service, is considering a further £45 million of cuts and savings. Ms. Sumner said, "We do not receive the full funding from government that we should do. I have been with the leader and other senior members of the council to speak to MPs about this and to lobby on this." The fire service has three swift water rescue boats and several rafts it uses in water rescues. Other specialist equipment include a drone for water incidents, underwater camera and pole systems to search under the surface, and high volume pumps to remove flood water.
People living on the fringes of the city are feeling increasingly left behind by internet providers who are failing to hook them up to the high-speed grid. In the last several years, broadband firm Openreach, a subsidiary of BT, has laid thousands of new lines of fibre optic cable to rural villages near Norwich, but not all of them. Areas in places such as Mulbarton are being left out of the rollout, which has left locals feeling abandoned and cut off. Yessmere man Nick Headland, 54, said hundreds of people in Mulbarton have missed out on getting high-speed internet connected to their homes. The frustration is that Openreach visited the village in 2022 and upgraded some of the estates to fibre to the property, but didn't upgrade other estates, he said. Several hundred properties around Catmere Hearn, Lark Rise and Southern Reach were missed, and Openreach says they have no plans to return to the area. The UK government announced in the autumn budget that up to £500 million will be spent on improving broadband speeds and mobile coverage in rural areas over the next several years. It comes as part of the £5 billion project Gigabit, which aims to bring fast internet and 5G connections to 99% of the country by 2030.
Heartless vandals have once again caused devastating damage outside of a park cafe on the city outskirts. staff and volunteers arrived at the feed at Waterloo Park Pavilion Cafe earlier this week to discover their benches had been vandalised. It's not the first time they have been targeted this year, but thankfully another community group was able to come to the charity's rescue. Nade Ward of the feed said, "Having these benches available in the coming months is important, because we have a packed activity programme as we build up to Christmas. The profits from those events help to fund our community projects, such as our social supermarket. So we were thrilled that Norwich Men's Shed very quickly came to Waterloo Park Cafe to help put them back together again."
A well-trodden route on the Norwich outskirts is set to undergo major repair works. Officials at Norwich City Council are seeking to spend some £30,000 on upgrades to the path at Beauthorpe Southern Park. The route linking Beauthorpe to Colney has suffered extensive damage from flooding in recent years and has become difficult to use. City Hall hopes to provide a sustainable repair to the path, making it future-proof and resistant to damage in the future. The authority's Labour-run cabinet will meet on the week beginning the 18th of November and consider the release of £30,000 funding to cover the costs of the scheme, which is currently estimated at around £24,000. The upgraded path will provide access to the footbridge over the River Yare to Colney, Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the John Innes Centre and key public transport links from Watton Road. Officials also seek to improve pedestrian links to the countryside for new locals in Three Score, where the council hopes to have around 1,000 homes built. The new path will be lined on both sides by wood and stone gabions, cages filled with rocks, will also be used to prevent further flood damage.
A GP surgery has seen its no-shows plummet after tapping into artificial intelligence, AI, to get to the root of the problem. Trinity and Beauthorpe Medical Practice, which has sites in Norwich and Beauthorpe, is piloting a new scheme whereby AI is used to reduce the number of patients failing to show up for their appointments. The cutting-edge system uses information already held by the practice to identify when patients are more likely to miss their appointments. In a process which takes a matter of seconds, the AI system flags up people who have previously failed to show up when they have made dates with their doctor, or may have personal circumstances that make it more likely they might not attend. These patients are then sent additional prompts and reminders ahead of their future appointments to help make sure they don't forget. The practice has been using the system for around a year, during which time it has effectively halved its rate of no-shows from 6% of appointments being missed to 3%. Practice manager Fiona Wilson says it really has been making a big difference. Missed appointments are a huge issue, and every appointment that is missed is one somebody needed. These have to be rebooked at a time others also need to be seen,